Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel to press for a ceasefire deal with Hamas. He held a meeting with Israel's President Isaac Herzog.
We're determined to get a ceasefire that brings the hostages home and to get it now. And the only reason that that wouldn't be achieved is because of Hamas. There is a proposal on the table, and as we've said, no delays, no excuses. The time is now, and the time is now long past due to bring the hostages home to their families.
Meanwhile, while Blinken talked to crowds in Tel Aviv, demonstrators pushed for the release of hostages still held by Hamas. And hours before Blinken arrived, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to invade Rafah whether there is a ceasefire deal or not. Blinken was asked about that shortly after his arrival.
Our views on Rafah, I think, are very well known. The president's been very clear about it. I've been clear about it and repeated it as recently as yesterday.
Rafah is where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are sheltering from the almost seven-month-long war, just as ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas appear to be gaining steam. Haiti's newly installed transitional council has chosen a little-known former sports minister as a Caribbean nation's prime minister as it tries to establish a stable new government amid stifling violence. Fritz Bélizer was chosen in a surprise move to replace the current interim prime minister, and he gained the support of four of the seven voting members on the nine-member panel. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports New York police have cleared a building held by protesters at Columbia University.
Police cleared 30 to 40 people from inside Columbia University's Hamilton Hall after pro-Palestinian protesters occupied the administration building earlier in the day. The scene unfolded shortly after 9 p.m. as police wearing helmets and riot shields and carrying zip ties masked at the college's entrance. Scores of officers climbed through a window to enter the occupied building, streaming in over a ramp raised from the top of a police vehicle. I'm Norman Hall.
State media report that a section of a highway in southern China's Guangdong province has collapsed, leaving at least 24 people dead. The incident occurred early Wednesday after the area had experienced heavy rain in recent days. 18 cars fell down a slope after a 58.7-foot-long section of the highway collapsed. That's according to a statement from authorities. Witnesses told local media that they heard a loud noise and saw a hole open up several meters wide behind them after driving past a section of the road just before it collapsed. Video and photos and local media showed smoke and fire at the scene, with highway rails slanting downward into the flames. Rescue workers have taken 30 people to the hospital, according to state broadcaster CCTV. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been held in contempt of court for violating a gag order in his hush money case in order to pay a $9,000 fine. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The ruling, a rebuke for the Republican former president who had insisted he was exercising his free speech rights and on his way into court before the ruling spoke out.
This is a hoax. This is a judge who's conflicted. Badly, badly, badly conflicted. I've never seen a judge so conflicted. And giving us virtually no rulings.
Manhattan prosecutors say Trump and his associates took part in an illegal scheme to influence the 2016 presidential campaign by burying negative stories. He has pleaded not guilty. Julie Walker, New York.
Workers, activists, and others in Asian capitals and European cities are making May Day, or marking May Day, with rallies and marches to call for better working conditions and greater labor rights. In Seoul, thousands of protesters sang, waved flags, and shouted pro-labor slogans at the start of their rally on Wednesday. Organizers said that the rally was primarily meant to step up their criticism of what they call anti-labor policies pursued by conservative governments led by the President Yoon Suk-yeol. In the Philippines' capital, Manila, hundreds of workers and left-wing activists marched to demand wage increases and job security. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.